What is it, Waters?
I found us a resupply point, Major. No more than a mile ahead.
Personnel at the target?
Looks like just two, a man and his wife.
Very good. Return to the point. Keep the target under observation until we arrive. Make certain there are no more people there than the two you have reported.
Yes, sir.
Turning his horse, Waters galloped back up the trail.
Men, we are about to engage. I believe there will only be one man and one woman at our objective. We will take care of them quickly, then resupply ourselves from whatever they have in their personal larder. Be vigilant as we approach.
What does he mean when he says you will take care of them quickly?
That's none of your concern, Missy. Your only concern is to stay with us. If there's any shooting, stay as close to me as you can.
Shooting? Why would there be shooting?
Stay close.
Sergeant Casey!
Yes, sir.
Bring the column forward at a trot.
Yes, sir. Column! At a trot! Forward, ho!
The column of two broke into a trot and caught up with Waters within a few minutes.
Have you maintained constant observation?
Yes, sir. Still only two people. The man is over there working on the corral fence, you see? The woman is still in the... Oh, no. There she goes, sir. She's got a bucket and she's heading for the barn. Looks to me like she's going to do her morning milking.
Sergeant Casey, we'll advance on the house in platoon front position.
Troop, fall in front, right?
All the horses and Ackerman's raiders moved in line, side by side, stretched out 10 wide.
Bugler! Sound the charge!
12 horses thundered across the ground, headed for the house. There were 12 horses in the attack because Mary Kate had no choice. Casey was holding her reins, and she was holding on to the saddle horn. Clyde Bird, who was working on his corral fence, turned to see what was happening. At first, he was so flabbergasted at seeing what appeared to be a cavalry charge that he had no fear. He had only curiosity. He started toward them, wondering what they were doing. Bird's confusion was short-lived, however. He saw every rider but one draw their pistols. Then, he was shocked to see that the pistols were all pointed at him. Bird went down with three bullets in his body. Emma Bird came running out of the barn.
Shoot the woman!
No! No! Run! Run!
Emma went down under the fusillade. The charge halted, and the riders milled around in the yard between the small house and the barn.
Troop, recover!
Again, the riders formed into a column of twos.
Prepare to dismount! Dismount!
As one, the riders dismounted.
Sergeant, forage for eggs, meat, flour, coffee.
Mary Kate dismounted and hurried over to look at the man who'd been shot. It took a little more than a glance to see that he was dead. She ran to the woman next, and she was still alive, but just barely. Her breath was so shallow it was nearly undetectable. Mary Kate took her hand, and the woman looked up at her with a pained and confused expression on her face.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
The expression froze in that face as she stopped breathing.
How could you do this? How could you? You were an army officer. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Mary Kate, do you think we never killed Indian squaws and children too? Why would this be any different? Ask your father and he will tell you, in any army, the mission is paramount. Casualties are secondary.
What possible mission would require you to kill an innocent man and woman?
Why, you are the mission, of course. The mission is to hold you captive until such time as your father pays the ransom for your relief. So, since you are the mission, you might say that you are responsible for the death of these two people.
I am not responsible. I am not responsible!
Of course you are. Oh, but don't blame yourself. As I said, the exigencies of the mission required quick and positive action.
You are a beast.
General Butler was called a beast, my dear, and General Sherman was called a butcher. It is part of war.
War? This is no war!
Oh, but it is! It is a war between your father and I.